Spin 103.8. This is Spin Talk with Lauren. I want to talk to you now about your hair removal regime, if you have one. Where do you remove hair from on your body? Do you feel under pressure to do it? Is there certain places that you just would prefer to have no hair whatsoever? The reason we're talking about it today on the show is because Stacey Solomon was showing off her hairy armpits and legs on Loose Women because she took part in this Ditch It Till December challenge. But she's been saying, I think it was Friday, she was showing off the results. She was saying over the weekend on social media that she just cannot get over the extreme reaction to her body hair. Like, people are just losing their minds saying how gross it is. So today I would love to hear from you. Is it something that you feel under pressure to do? Or maybe you let your body hair grow. What are people's reactions like? Let me know. 087 711 1038. Well, joining me on the line is Michelle Marsh, who's training manager for Therapy UK and Ireland. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. And thanks so much for coming on, Michelle. I was saying just before the song there that it is, you know, it's definitely something that we're way more into than we used to, just with even the rise of your own business, Therapy Clinic, but other laser hair removal companies as well, and the amount of threading and waxing and preening and everything. It's a much bigger deal now than it used to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that what kind of skyrocketed our business was actually when the recession hit many years ago. Everybody was kind of, you know, getting waxed every couple of weeks, paying an absolute fortune. I know that some of our clients were paying, you know, up to $5,000 over a course of 3 to 4 years. When they went back and looked at their waxing, they started making their budgets and they just wanted something a little bit more permanent and a little bit more cost effective. And then laser hair removal just blew up in the industry.
I want to talk about guys and girls, Michelle, because I want to hear from both today just about maybe where they're under pressure to remove hair. But, like, what are some of the reasons that people in general decide, right, I want hair removal, I want to get rid of it?
Well, there's so many different reasons. Like, of course, you have your standard cosmetic reasons where people are just absolutely sick of waxing and shaving. They just want to get rid of the hair. But you have to look at the other side where there's medical reasons. Like, I can go, first of all, from a personal note, I have a condition called polycystic ovaries, which my hormones are in constant fluctuation. So I'm actually pretty much lasered from my nose to my toes. So for me, I had, like, a, you know, upper lip hair, chin hair, nipple hair on my arms. So for me, this is actually why I started working in laser, because I was looking for something, my confidence is on the floor. So you do have a lot of people, obviously, that have hair on their face or areas that they're a little bit conscious of, and that they just want it on for more self-esteem and for themselves. And then you have to look at transgender clients, you know, that are going through a full change and they want to get rid of the hair to feel that bit more feminine. So there are so many different reasons. Like, guards and army men used to come in because in their contracts of work many years ago, they had to shave every day. So they were getting ingrown hairs, scarring to the skin. So we have, you know, every type of client that comes in for multiple reasons. It is not just cosmetic reasons.
Okay, that's really interesting, because I think sometimes, yeah, we just presume it's vanity, but you know, there is a lot more to it for a lot, and everyone is different. For women, Michelle, what are some of the key areas that you get asked to remove hair?
Yeah, our most popular packages, there's two of them. So the first one is lip and chin. Every single woman in the world will get hair on their face at some point. I was, you know, unfortunate, I was 14, but you can start developing hair right up, you know, to later life. So lip and chin is one of our most popular packages. The other package would be full legs, a bikini line and underarm. And that is the typical place that people get done. But literally from head to toe, you can actually have anywhere laser, depending on where your body grows hair. Could be for medical reasons, genetic reasons, or that you just obviously have more active hair in the body. So really everywhere, but lip and chin, full leg, bikini and underarm are the most popular.
And what about men then?
Men, we actually have a lot of men that come in to get their upper cheeks done. So when I talk about lip and chin for female, you have a lot of men that the beard actually goes right up to the orbital sockets, or right up to your cheekbone. Again, that their whole face is almost then covered in hair. So a lot of men come in to do the upper cheeks to give them a more defined beard line. And then full back and shoulders would be our next most popular for men as well. They go and get wax done. They have residue of wax. They end up with blemishes and spots all over their back. You know, it's irritated, ingrown hairs. So they're coming in just to kind of for ease of kind of sensation on the back, where it's just irritated and spotty.
And do you find, I would imagine not so much anymore, but can lads be a bit embarrassed the first time they show up?
Oh, God, I remember years ago, we used to have male clients that would not sit in our waiting area. They used to stand outside the door of the clinic and not pretend that they were coming in for a treatment. Some of our laser specialists used to have to go and escort them from outside the clinic up to the treatment room. Whereas nowadays, there's absolutely no stigma. Over 30% of our clients are male. You know, you come into a waiting area on any given day and there's going to be a male client in there. And so, again, it is great to see that men aren't so afraid of coming into what was predominantly a female-dominated service. So it's great. We have a lot of men that are in with us now.
And is there much maintenance involved, Michelle, when you get your hair lasered?
Yeah, well, the way we have to look at it is that no two people in the world are the exact same. And what controls your hair growth is your hormones. So from stress to medication to pregnancy to age will all affect, obviously, your hormonal fluctuations. So what you do is you typically start with your 6 sessions and you get an 80 to a 90% permanent reduction. Then what happens is that you can't stop your body now and then stimulating a little bit of new growth. Now, it's fluffy, it's sporadic, your full reduction is permanent, but the little bit of hair that comes back, you would have to maintain it. That could be once a year, it could be 4 times a year, it could be once every 4 years. It's dependent on the person in front of you. But the good thing is what you kill off when you have your treatment done, that hair can never regrow again.
It's so interesting. And like you said at the start, it is just so popular now. Do you ever worry, Michelle, that down the line somewhere, body hair will be back in and that'll be the end of all the laser hair removal as we'll all decide we want our body hair back?
Yeah, a lot of people do ask that question. And what I say is, on a personal note, when you think about it, like, people come in to have different types of bikini done, let's say for a female client. It's not that they're exposing the bikini on every given day to, like, a fashion statement. So it really is a personal choice. I don't think there was ever a fashion with bikinis. It's, do you want hair? Do you not want hair? Do you want to get rid of a little bit of hair? I think because it's so personable and not fashionable, yeah. I don't think anybody ever regrets it, which is a great thing.
Michelle, brilliant. So good to speak to you today. Thanks so much for that.
No problem. Have a great day. Thanks,
you too.
Camille.
Bye now. Bye-bye. That's Michelle Marsh there. She's so lovely. She's the training manager for Therapy UK in Ireland. And it is so personal to each individual and really interesting to hear some of the reasons that people will go and get laser hair removal. Today, I would love to speak to you. Is it something that you do? What are the reasons? In your own experience, is it something that you feel under pressure to do? Like, I started off by talking about Stacey Solomon from ITV's Loose Women earlier on, because she just couldn't get over the reaction she got on Friday's show when she showed off her leg hair and underarm hair after undergoing this challenge, Ditch It Till December, where she didn't shave or wax or thread or laser or anything like that. So what is it for you? Do you have hair all over your body and you've no intention of removing it? Or is there certain parts of your body that you want to remove hair from and you do it and you have a routine? And are you a bit turned off, let's say, by people when they have lots of body hair? Is it an issue for you? Be honest, absolutely no problem at all. You can get involved. Text or WhatsApp Spin Talk on 087 711 1038. Zara's on the line. Hi, Zara.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Zara, I firstly really appreciate the picture you sent. I love getting pictures in when people are talking about visual things. So I am staring at a picture of your legs, Zara.
Yeah, they're not the baldest at the moment.
So you don't shave your legs at all?
No, I just don't bother. The only time I would is if I'm going on a sun holiday.
Okay. And have you always felt that way, that you're just like, I'm not bothered to shave my legs?
Yeah, kind of like when I was younger, when I was like 13 or whatever, it was a real like fascination. Like, I was like, oh, I can shave my legs now, but now I just don't bother.
And why do you think, you know, yeah, 13, 14, like there's that fascination because you can start shaving your legs, that we kind of get into that habit. And like, I was exactly the same, started shaving my legs as a teenager and kept doing it. Why do you think we want hairless bodies?
Well, you never see any like hairy women on screen or anything. Like, when's the last time you see like a Victoria's Secret fashion show and they're all walking down with like fuzzy legs or anything like that? They all have like shiny, waxed, pristine legs and everything.
Have you tried waxing?
I got my legs waxed once and I wasn't a big fan of it, but I do get waxed under my arms. But that's more like, I feel it's more hygienic if I do. Like, I feel like I sweat more if I have hair under my arms, but I sent in a picture of under my arms and I have hair there now.
Oh, do you? Oh, right. You didn't send me in that one yet. I'll have a look at that in a second. You're so good sending the pictures. I'd be like you in that I think, yeah, you do, you feel maybe that it's itchier if you have hair under your arms. I can't cope with any hair under my arms because I would perspire a good bit. So I just, yeah, you don't feel as hygienic. I think a lot of people say that under their arms is an area that they just can't have any hair, women particularly. What about anywhere else, Sarah?
Well, like, I get a full Hollywood wax, but that's more for hygiene reasons as well, because I just, that feels just cleaner.
Okay.
Like, people would say, like, oh, you're just doing it, like, for your boyfriend or whatever, but I think even if I was single for the rest of my life, I'd still do it, because it just, that's just a preference I have. But my legs, like, he has more legs on his, or he has more hair on his legs than I do, so... People say to me, like, oh, is he not grossed out by that or anything? And I'm like, no, sure, he's hairier than I am.
So, yeah, so you have quite dark hair. So that I can see on your legs, and Rachel's put in the one of under your arms. So I would imagine, yeah, your bikini, like, you would have quite dark horse hair as well.
Yeah.
So you just feel it's that bit cleaner.
Yeah, and then, like, under my arms, I used to shave it, like, nearly every time I was in the shower. I just hated having any hair under there just because it felt, like, prickly and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the woman that does my wax said to me, would I try waxing under my arms? And the hair's grown back so sparse and thin and everything, so I just keep that up now.
Okay. You mentioned if you were going on a sun holiday, like, you would shave your legs. What about nights out?
No. Don't.
And does anyone ever say anything? I said, people probably don't look that closely at your legs, do they?
No. Because it's like you've tan on or whatever. Like, I don't actually normally wear tan or anything, but it is like you're dark when you're going out, like, in a nightclub, whatever. No one's going to be expecting your legs. But sometimes, like, if you have your hands in the air or something like that and you're dancing, you do get the odd look, like, under your arms and stuff. And then, like, then you're, like, if you see lads in nightclubs, like, they have sweat patches on every under their arms, so they can't be giving you dirty looks.
Yeah. There definitely feels like there's more pressure on girls.
Oh, yeah.
To, yeah, you know, look a certain,
like,
way.
It's weird for girls to keep their hair, and it's considered weird for guys to get rid of their hair.
Yeah. I know there's exceptions to that, but yeah, I would agree on a whole with you, yeah, that if you saw a lad with a perfectly waxed underarm, you'd be a bit like, where's his hair?
Yeah, that's like, they're like, oh, that's real weird or something. But then if a girl has under her arm, like, hairy, they're like, ew.
I don't know. I don't get it either. Zara, lovely to speak to you today.
Grant, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for coming on. Zara's really good at sending pictures as well. She sent it to her legs and her underarms, none of her bikini line. We're not going to ask anyone to do that today. But she was saying she gets a full Hollywood wax. She just feels it's that bit cleaner, but just not bothered with her legs. Lorraine says, who cares? Shave or don't shave, it's none of my business or anyone else's. I do think, though, like Zara said, not that she sounds that bothered by it, but you do get funny looks from people, especially as a woman, like if you put your hands in the air and you have a hairy underarm, or hairy underarms. Ellie says, I think she's deadly for doing this. This is Stacey Solomon. We were talking about her initially. Fair bloody play to her, says Ellie. I think it's ridiculous that people find this disgusting or angered by it. It's the most natural thing in the world. Well, I said that earlier on, that Stacey Solomon can't really get over the reaction to her hairy legs. She was on Loose Women. And just by comparison, like some of the other presenters that you would see, like I'm not shaming her, right? But Holly Willoughby on This Morning is perfect. Like, she's always perfectly groomed, perfectly dressed, and like lovely outfits. They put up her outfits every day. They do the same in Ireland AM actually, and say where they got the outfits from. And Stacey Solomon was done up very similar on Loose Women, in a lovely outfit and skirt, but the legs were really hairy, and she's really dark, coarse hair. People are losing their minds over it. Do you have an issue with body hair? Would it turn you off, maybe, if someone had a lot of body hair and they didn't wax or shave or laser or thread, whatever? Ken is being honest and says, that is gross. I don't mind a bit of stubble, but I would be annoyed at my girlfriend for letting it grow any longer. It actually makes me wretch. I hate that women just do it to prove some sort of feminism point. It doesn't look nice, full stop. So everyone can agree on that. Okay, so Ken reckons that you're just doing it to what? Prove that you have hair and that you can let it grow because it's your body? I don't know. But I would like to hear if you would agree with Ken. Like, do you feel that it's gross? Would it turn you off? And his comment there, like, about being annoyed at his girlfriend if she let her hair grow any longer. Would you be on the same page as Ken about that? And ladies, how would you feel if your boyfriend had that attitude? Ali says, as a girl, I do find this gross. One of my friends doesn't shave much. She stayed over recently, and I just felt it's very unhygienic and it looks awful. Well, it was interesting speaking to Zara there, who said, you know, there are parts of her body under her arm and her bikini line that she just does feel it's a bit cleaner if she is waxed or shaved or whatever, if there's no hair. Would you feel the same? Do you just feel that you aren't as clean if you have no hair there? Where are the parts of your body that you do grow hair? 087-711-1038. Lots of messages coming in on this one. I'm loving your thoughts and opinions, so continue to send them in and get involved. Interesting reading some of the messages that have been coming through, particularly Ken's. I read out a couple of moments ago. Ken was just being honest about the picture we have of Stacey Solomon up on the Spin 103.8 Facebook page, and he says, I think it is gross, and I wouldn't be impressed if my girlfriend let her hair grow any longer than a bit of stubble. So I want to know, would you feel the same way as Ken if your partner had a lot of body hair? Would you be a bit grossed out by it? And also, I'd like to know how you feel, how you would feel if your partner demanded that you remove body hair. If they weren't into it, would you feel under pressure to remove your body hair? Because Naomi says on Facebook, if somebody is getting angry because I don't shave my legs, they can feck right off with that crazy misogynistic crap. And Louise echoes that by saying, in this day and age, no one cares. Well, men might care, but screw men. So would you be of the same train of thought as Naomi or Louise? Do you feel, do you know what, I don't care if a guy's not into it. I'm not shaving my legs or waxing or lasering just to suit someone else. Or maybe you'd feel, well, do you know what, I want to do what they like. So if someone isn't into body hair, I'll remove it. Maybe you do that already. Let me know. Be honest. 087-711-1038. Jed says, this is about Stacey Solomon. Ah, God love her. She lost her job in the jungle and she's stuck in cold Britain. And she's no one to snuggle up to in bed because he fecked off to Australia. This is Joe Swash, her husband. Maybe she rubs her own legs. She pretends it's Joe in the bed with her. Someone made that point, right? I was reading online this morning that, you know, they were like, ah, yeah, it was easy for her to do it while he's away this month doing I'm a Celeb. But I did read somewhere else that she did travel out to Australia. And like Zara, who was on the line with me earlier on and sent in pictures of her own legs and her own underarms, was saying she would shave her legs if she was going on a sun holiday. So obviously with Stacey Solomon doing the ditch it for December, ditch it till December challenge, still went to Australia with the hair on her legs growing. I also said earlier that she put glitter on her legs just to show off how long the hairs were. They were pretty long. So yeah, lots of people weighing in about their own experiences of hair removal and the reasons why they do it, or maybe just the certain areas that they remove hair from. This listener says, I had my first laser hair removal session today. I did not expect the pain that came with it. It is more cost effective in the long run. No more buying expensive razors. I personally feel better the less hair on certain parts of my body, but have no problem with other people being proud of theirs. There is more pressure on women for this kind of thing, but I personally prefer hair removal. Yeah, I would be with you on that. I've very dark hair and it was quite coarse, particularly on my legs. So I, in the end, went for laser hair removal and had great results. We spoke earlier on to Michelle Marsh. She is training manager with Laser Therapy, Therapy UK in Ireland. And she was saying there isn't a huge amount of maintenance afterwards. You might need top-ups. So far, I haven't needed any. And I started over a year ago. But it just is whatever floats your boat. I do think if you are spending a set amount of money on either, like that listener said, expensive razors, or you're getting regular waxes, then maybe you are better off going down the laser hair removal route. But only because you want to. And Michelle also mentioned all the different reasons why different people will get hair removal. It's not always for cosmetic reasons. So maybe there is a reason why you wanted to remove hair from certain parts of your body. Let me know. 087 711 1038. And I mentioned Ken earlier and his disgust at hair on women's bodies. Do lots of people feel the same? And how would you feel if your partner said, no, not those hairy legs, they gotta go, not having that? Would you feel under pressure to do it? Keep the conversation going. I'm on 087 711 1038. It's not always for cosmetic reasons that we remove our hair. Hayley says on Facebook, as a competitive swimmer in college, myself and other teammates used to do this in the lead up to major competitions and then would shave and taper my legs before big meets. This could be a few months in between competitions, and it never bothered the guys on the team. These days, I don't bother shaving my legs in the winter as I wear pants most days anyway. And if there's a need to shave because I'm wearing a dress, etc., then I will. But otherwise, I couldn't be bothered. kind of similar to Zara, who I spoke to earlier on. She removes hair from under her arms and she gets a full Hollywood wax in her bikini line. But with her legs, she was like, I'm not that bothered. And I was like, well, what about nights out? And she was like, no, like no one's really looking that closely at your legs. I'm just not that bothered. And she was saying, you know, her boyfriend doesn't really care. And that was something I was really interested in, is partners and how they feel about body hair. Jess says on WhatsApp, just to throw my two cents in from a non-heteronormative perspective, I'm a gay woman and I would prefer my partner to not have hair on their legs, as I like the feel of soft, smooth female skin. I actually don't mind hair on armpits or in the other area. However, if I was in love with someone, they could be as hairy as they like, wherever they like, legs included. It's a personal choice. Personally, I shave and wax because I feel cleaner and lighter without hair. And you see, this is it, is that if you're really into someone, you don't care where they have hair because it's them, you know? I think, yes, and we've spoken so many times about looking at people on dating apps or online, whatever, before we meet them in person. So I do think, you know, we do automatically think about looks and appearances. So if you're on a date with someone and they have hairy legs or hairy armpits and you're not into that, there are people that will judge you on that. But I think Jess is dead right that if you're really mad into someone, you don't care where they're hairy and where they're not. It's just that's them and you're into them no matter what. Claire says on WhatsApp, I don't ask my husband to shave or trim his facial hair and he doesn't ask me to shave my body hair. Neither of us ever comment on each other's appearances. We're both completely confident and comfortable with each other the way it should be. I get that and great. But I think I would like to know, not saying I would act on it, but I would like to know and be comfortable enough to say to someone, I really like this or I don't really like that, and still do whatever you want. And I think it's okay to ask and it's okay to tell one another. And Claire, if your opinion is that you should both do whatever you want and not really care what the other one thinks, that's fine. But I think there is people that would argue that actually, look, you don't have to do what someone else wants you to do, but it is nice sometimes to ask what they might like and just show that you are interested in what they're into. Again, not saying you have to do it, but I do think sometimes we take it to the extreme where we're like, I'm not going to change for anyone. I'm not going to do anything to suit anyone else. But they could secretly like have, I don't know, lots of feelings about something and you never asked. You know, like there is a balance there, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, this listener says, if a guy stopped grooming, women would not be up for that. These girls are just lazy. You cannot expect a guy to go, oh, lovely, hairy legs, how sexy. It would not happen. I'm a woman and I've no problem grooming. It's just part of life. And whether you're a guy or a girl, it makes no difference. So is it laziness, do you think, as that listener does, that stops some people grooming? Get your thoughts into me on that. I'm on 087 711 1038.